everyone, it's the Nutrition Nerd, and today I want to give some tips for ordering coffee if you're trying to be a little more health conscious this year. So whenever I go to a cafe, I like to order just a small black brewed coffee. Pretty plain, pretty hardcore, but it is the cheapest option, and some places will even give free refills on brewed coffee. Now, if you're someone who loves their cream and sugar, don't worry, I still got some tips for you. When it comes to milk, it really depends on your goals. If you are lactose intolerant, remember that you can ask for almond or coconut or soy milk. If you're looking for a low-calorie beverage, skim milk is a really great way to go. And if you're looking to add more fats to your diet and increase the satiety of your beverage, then whole milk or heavy cream would be the way to go. Now, in terms of syrups, ideally we skip syrups altogether, since they add empty calories to our beverages via added sugars with little to no nutritional value. Of course, if you are someone that needs to have a syrup in their coffee, then I would suggest the sugar-free version. I also encourage you to try experimenting with sprinkling some cinnamon on top, some vanilla or chocolate powder, or even a little nutmeg on top of your coffee if you're feeling a little seasonal. And if I'm really needing an extra kick, I will order an iced Americano. I do this because as I'm drinking the espresso shots, I know that both the ice as well as the water that is just added to the beverage is keeping me hydrated, which for me helps to keep those caffeine jitters at bay. And then of course, in dire emergencies, I will also order plain black cold brews. Now, I always make sure to pace myself with this beverage because it is highly effective, but if you have a looming deadline, 10 out of 10 would recommend a cold brew. Nothing beats the sensation of being in a warm coffee house, enjoying either a hot or iced coffee, and just because you're trying to be health conscious does not mean you shouldn't get to enjoy that in life. That's gonna do it for me. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you in the next one.